The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996, and the subject of today's podcast is 5 perfect plants for spring container gardens. 5 perfect plants for spring container gardens. Container gardens are rewarding for both newbies and experienced gardeners. They spark joy for those who love to get their hands dirty and passersby observing beauty. Early spring planters bring the promise of sunny days to dreary porches, patios, and entryways. Because they brighten spaces, frame focal points, and can be created affordably, why not give them a try? Use these 5 stunners in your containers this spring. Coral bells. Coral bells are herbaceous perennial plants and common names include alum root. Because they come in tons of colors and sizes, with a lovely mounding habit, they are a versatile choice for containers. A variety called caramel is a light orange apricot color and is striking paired with dark purple flowers and vines. Coral bells generally prefer some shade but can easily be transplanted to the garden when you update your pots for the summer. Since they are easily divided every few years, coral bells look fantastic planted en masse along driveways or walking paths. Plant coral bells with Japanese iris for a dramatic contrast. Florist's Cineraria. Florist's Cineraria produce daisy-like flowers in amazing vibrant shades. So while I dig the velvety green jagged tooth foliage, what I love about this plant is the many bold shades that are available. Hot pink and electric blue to deep purple. Some even have white banding across the petals. About a foot high and just as wide, they enjoy bright but indirect light. Because of the cool onset of spring, full sun works fine. These are short-lived. This guy is for you if you enjoy changing up your containers. By the time it begins to die back, you'll be ready for hot weather plants anyway. Use this plant as an accent within larger arrangements. Forsythia. I love a compact variety of forsythia called Monrovia Gold Tide. It's a dwarf that boasts brilliant yellow flowers in early spring. Small but mighty, this fast-growing plant has a semi-arching habit, and it really makes a dramatic specimen. A south-facing front porch is a good choice because this guy likes full sun. It is a shrub, so plan to transplant it as summer approaches. This type of forsythia can grow up to 4 feet wide and 8 inches tall. Forsythia needs no wingman. Plant this guy solo and still make a huge statement. Cut a few branches to enjoy indoors. Bleeding hearts. Bleeding hearts are often thought of as an old-fashioned flower that bloom in early spring. I think they are sort of modern looking. Downward-growing, heart-shaped flowers hang from elegant, arching stems, and because of their highly stylized shape, they lend themselves to both contemporary containers and more traditional groupings. Bleeding hearts like rich soil and do best in partial shade. The foliage is bluish-green and will begin to yellow and die back as summer heat arrives. Cut back some of the foliage after it begins yellowing. Bleeding hearts benefit from the addition of slow-released plant food at the onset of spring growth. Be sure to divide them every few years after transplanting to the garden. A rich red varietal with crisp white edges from Jackson and Perkins called Burning Hearts is my very favorite. Two-toned flowers resemble a fleur-de-lis. Last but not least is Nemesia. Parkseed's Poetry Mix Nemesia is a pretty collection of pastel flowers that are a cinch to start from seed. Because they are cost-effective, have a gorgeous, clovey-like fragrance, and attract butterflies, you can go crazy with them. Plants have medium green leaves and prefer partial shade. Dimensions are 14 inches high and wide. Sow seeds inside 8 to 10 weeks before the last frost date. I love the spicy perfume of this plant. It doesn't require pinching to develop shape and plentiful buds. Pro tip, use gravel in the bottom of pots with plenty of drainage holes. Pro tip number two, follow the growing instructions that accompany your plants for great success. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you've gotten some inspiration for your spring containers. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.